Cub CNN, we're here with Lulu, the CEO of BYI Entertainment. So how's it going today?
Fine, I'm enjoying this nice weather out here in Los Angeles, California. It's beautiful out here today, man.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the label, BYI Entertainment. You got Omar Cruz on the label. You got the producer Rome on the label. So tell us about how you formed the company in the first place.
Formed my company probably 5 years ago. And I was just, me being in the industry for about 7 years, I didn't see no outlet for Latinos to try to take that next step, which was, try to get on a major and try to actually get heard all over, all over the world in the right way. And I would just go, I knew people that worked in different labels, and people were always confused on how to market artists, Latino artists. They didn't know how to market them or what route to take, and I just thought that one of the main problems was that there was no Latino entrepreneurs or Latino CEOs or Latino labels that were actually, in a position to be able to give somebody Latinos opportunity. So I just decided to form, a company that was can open the doors not only for A. Omar and Rome, for the young kids out there that, the young kids that are, in high school and junior high that have dreams of becoming, artists or becoming, having their own label or somebody that they can look up to and say, he looks just like me. He came from exactly where I come from. And just, give inspiration to our people. I think we need more BYI labels, more Omars, more Roms, more Lulus out here to just show, the next generation that we can do it, There's no reason why we can't own labels and why we can't be the next Rockefeller, the next Aftermath, the next Jay-Z, the next Russell Simmons, and the next Dr. Dre,
Yeah, definitely. All right, so how did you go about putting the company together when you first started?
First started, man, it was just really... I had to get my legal stuff right first before anything. The advice that I give everybody, I knew some people, I knew some lawyers, and I just wanted to get my company incorporated and went through the whole procedure of doing it the right way, not going to your paralegals and, trying to do it that way, It's just I had to go official. So if I was going to come in a game and I was going to be respected, I had to have the right team. So I had to go get some lawyers that, that I trusted to form the company. And then, just started, being in LA, being in the streets all the time. A lot of people always used to ask me, yo, can I get my demo, because at that time I was working with the Clips a lot. I used to be, I used to help the Clips, get them shows out here and just take care of a lot of the West Coast stuff for them. So a lot of people give me demos, and I was always looking for, Latino artists. And, it's not easy to find a Latino artist that that I feel can take that step, So I was just, that's what I was doing. I was just going out there looking, asking people, And one person led to another person to another person, and that's just the way I went about it. I was working with other artists. It just didn't work out the way that I wanted to work out. And I just get my head up and get moving on to the next artist and seeing what we can do. I'm not over here to try to rape people with the publishing or nothing like that. Most of the time, the way I work is, you come in the studio, if I like, how you rap or whatever, let's get down on some music first, because the music has to be right, and before anything. So let's just do this music, and I'm a loyal person, I want loyal people around me, so let's come in the studio, let's work together on some music, and see how it sounds, and, if it sounds right, then we can sit down and let's talk business,
If
the music's not there, there's nothing to talk about, you can't keep the lights on them. Music ain't making no sense.
Yeah, that's a good way to approach it, definitely. So, you signed kind of like a 50-50 deal with Omar Cruz for the Geffen and Interscope deal. Was that for all of BYI stuff in the future, or is that just for Omar Cruz?
No, that was just an Omar Cruz project, for Omar Cruz project. Like I said, my lawyers, my lawyers are good lawyers. They got a lot of big artists under the belt. And they wanted to, Interscope and Geffen, they wanted to give me a label deal, but they weren't really going to give me a lot of money because, I didn't sell independently. BYI, the label, never sold records independently. We gave out mixtapes. We never even, we never sold mixtapes like that. We gave out a lot of mixtapes. So when we went over there, any label deal, and I was just like, my lawyer was like, don't take, we don't want the label deal because they're gonna give us crumbs because we haven't proven ourselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, let's work out a 50-50 deal, and if you know, let's see how it works out. Let's partner up for this, for Omar's project, for his album. Let's see how it works out. If Omar goes well, then me as a CEO can go to Universal, Def Jam, whoever I want, and go get a label deal. But let me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can get some real money, you know, instead of them trying to give me a little bit of nothing. So I just decided to go ahead and do the 50-50 joint venture deal with Interscope Geffen, and we'll see how this works out with Omar's first album. You know what I'm saying? The way it's looking right now, it's great. Ain't nobody, you know, hands down, you know, buzz is high right now in the streets. Everybody's coming up to it. Latinos are appreciative of what we're doing for just the culture, for Latinos in general. It has nothing to do about Omar being the best, Rome being the best, BY being the best. It's about, you know, BY opening doors for other Latino labels to come up and try to get those deals, you know. So Omar, you know, Omar's album does well, you know, BY is going to go get a big label deal, whether it's with Interscope, whether it's with Def Jam, whether it's with Sony, whether it's with Warner Bros. I'm going to get a major label deal with a lot of money, and that's how we're going to go about it, you know?
Sounds like a good movement. I mean, that's really great to hear. All right, so during this album, since you've got like the 50-50 deal, are you being able to control how the album sounds as opposed to like getting jerked around with all the other like A&Rs and all that?
That's the beautiful thing about my lawyers. My lawyers work there where BY controls how this album sounds. You know, we pick what we want to, you know, what we're going to put on that album. It's our decision. It's 50-50. It's a partnership, but really more, you know, Interscope and Geffen, they come in as partners. They come in more on the getting the record out there and marketing and promoting the record. In regards to making the record, that's where we come. You know, they can't, you know, we understand our culture. I don't think those labels understand the culture yet and what type of music Latinos want to hear. You know what I mean? They, most of the time, they have other artists over there, and it seems like they're kind of lost. I don't know what direction to take them. So, you know, BY, at the end of the day, we're a self-contained unit, and we move together as one. We, you know, we make the records we want to make, you know, and we have our own street team. We have our own publishers, you know. We have our own producers that we deal with. And we have, you know, we do everything on ourselves. You know, they come in, and when the record is done, like, you know, just like what we did right now, and the street singles ready to go off, that's when the big machine comes in and they, with all the concerts they have, and we go to every single radio station, and that's, you know, that's where they come in, you know what I mean? But making music, now we make music the way we want to make it and the way our fans have been, you know, have been listening to what we've been doing from day one, and it's been working. If it wasn't working, then they don't have a reason to say, well, you know, that's not working. But they see that it's working. They see all those mixes that we put out. They see the response to that. They see Omar's buzz. They see Omar in all these magazines. They see Rome working with other artists like Rick Ross right now, and Too Short, and Mr. Fab, and, you know what I'm saying, and Fat Joe, and all these other artists that are, you know, that are calling to get Rome beats. They see the movement. They see that we're not doing nothing wrong. This ain't, you know what I'm saying, Backyard Boogie or record label. This is a real official label that's run the right way, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the music, to answer the question, I mean, I think I answered, but, okay. Yeah, the music it comes from us. It doesn't come from Interscope. We pick the producers that we wanted to go into the studio with, you know what I'm saying? The Cool and Dre's and the Nas and Cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, JR and the High Tech, you know what I'm saying? Those producers that we wanted to see how Omar was going to sound with them, you know what I'm saying? It worked with some and it didn't work with others, you know what I'm saying? You know, not saying that those producers aren't good, but it just didn't work for the sound that we were looking for. You know, we already had our own sound, our own BY sound that we had already. You know, Rome had already developed that before we even went to Interscope. So we're gonna stay with that sound. That's the BY sound. You know, I mean, that's what the sound that we have. And you know, we have that street Latino music that, you know, when you listen to it, you know, you're gonna be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna let your mom listen to it, and your mom like, yo, I know where they got that from, you know?
Okay.
And that's what we bring to the table, you know, just like Drake brought, you know what I'm saying, all that other music, you know what I'm saying, like the sample, the James Brown, the Heath sample, and the Brothers Johnson, and all that funk that he brought, you know, to West Coast music, you know what I'm saying, and like Snoop and all the other black artists, this is what we're bringing to hip-hop, you know?
Okay. Yeah. You being the businessman coming in there and actually like trying to make like business decisions along with letting everyone be as creative as possible, what's the best way to find that balance?
I mean, that's easy. I go, you know, I've been in this game, like I told you, been around this game for 7 years, going, you know what I'm saying, going on 8 now. And music, feel good music and something that's really good comes, you can just feel it. It's just that good feeling. You know when the records, you know when records are hot, you know?
Yeah.
You know, then you know exactly when that record is hot. You play and you just see people's face, you know, like, scrunch up and it's that record, you know what I'm saying? I have, you know, of course I have a lot of decisions that I have made because, you know, I am the CEO of BY, and then I'm, you know, also, I also manage Omar and I manage Rome, and, you know, I keep all that intact. But it's really more family. Nobody's feelings are going to get hurt over here, you know. If somebody tells you that, if I tell you that something is not that hot, it's just not that hot. And some other people, you can't be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Nobody gets hurt. You know, so we just go on to the next one, you know. It's just that record might not be good for Omar, or that beat might have not been for Omar. It might work for somebody else. But creatively, you know, they get in there, you know, Rome gets in there and does his thing. I don't sit there and tell him how to make beats or stuff like that. He does, you know, he does what he does best, and then he, you know, he lets me listen to it, and I'm gonna either tell him like, yeah, it's hot, or no, it's not hot. He's not gonna be like, he's not gonna cry about it. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna work and we're gonna keep going to where everybody has that feeling like, yo, that record is crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just the way we go about music. You know what I'm saying? Everybody around us, there is no yes people around us. People are honest, and I'm one of the most honest, you know, person you're gonna find. I'm gonna tell you this shit is hot, this shit is not hot. You know, whether you like it or not, that's just my personality, and that's just something that they're used to. You know, me eating shit on the record, I'm telling you, oh, that record is, that's a crazy record. And if you look at all our mixtapes, that's just the way we approach all the mixtapes, man. You know, all our mixtapes had a lot of original music on there, and we just put hot shit, man. We don't go, our motto is, we don't do album fillers. Every song we have, we want you to listen to it, everything on the record. I'm not trying to, oh, you know, some artists are like, oh, we need a couple album fillers. No, we don't believe in album fillers. We believe in, let's put the hottest records on this album. We've done, you know, with Omar's album, we've done at least 90 records, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was just telling me about that. Yeah.
That's why we call about it. You know, we don't. It's not album fillers at BY. It's good music on an album.
It's a good way to have. That's a good create model to have. Okay, so do you have any food? Like, are you going to be signing any other artists soon or any?
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot. I mean, you know, being one of the only Latino labels that has this type of. Deal with a major, you know, with one of the biggest rap labels out there, you know, Interscope and, you know, Geff and the whole IGA family. I get artists left and right giving me demos and, you know what I'm saying, from girl singers to girl rappers to guy groups to guy, you know, guy solo artists. I definitely am looking for you know, for artists, you know, but people gotta understand, you know what I'm saying, I do, you know, as a company, as BY, if I want BY to be, compete with Aftermath and compete with the Rockefeller and Def Jam and these big labels, I gotta find the hottest shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for my people. The BY is here for our people, but that doesn't mean that I'm just gonna open the door and just let anybody come in just because they're Latino.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you gotta be hot. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And right now we're putting a group together, you know what I'm saying, two male rappers, you know what I'm saying, coming out with that straight heat, you know, Dog Pound, the DPG old school, you know, Dog Pound records.
Nice.
The the Clips records. I just want, you know, that's the next thing that I'm, you know, we're putting together right now. Just two hot dudes that are just street, just raw, just gangster, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. What's the name of that group?
Well, we don't have a name, you know what I'm saying? I have one artist, you know, one artist, and I'm looking for the next one to put in the group.
Oh, okay.
And, talking to other artists in regards to coming over here. Got a female rapper I'm talking to right now, and I got a, you know, I got an R&B group, you know, saying that we're about to put together too. But I'm not looking for Menudo, you know. whoever wants to sign Menudo, they can keep Menudo. I do, you know, we do street music over here, so I'm looking for that. Those kids that come from LA, that come from that street soul music, you know, saying that are R&B singers, you know.
Yeah.
So we're gonna put that together, and I'm just you know, that we got going on. I just can't saturate the market like that with every single artist that comes over here or that sends me a demo, because that's not the type of label that I'm trying to be. I'm not trying to be just have 100 artists on my label. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to have the best out of the best. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's you're a female rapper or whether you're an R&B guy, you come over here and you know that BY, you're gonna have to really step up to the plate, because that's just the way that this label is gonna be formed. It's not gonna be formed with 100 okay rappers or 100 innocent R&B okay rappers. I'm gonna have the best out of the best.
Definitely. Okay, so since you've been in the music industry a long time, what would you recommend for like young people that might be wanting to get into the music industry? What would you say is the best advice you could give them?
I recommend they do everything that's possible to get their name out there. I recommend, you know, you get on, shit, you call Eddie, you call fucking Yanima, I don't care. You try to find out how to get your article on WCNN and get a buzz going for yourself. And you should never go to a label. A label should always come to you. If you go to a label, that means you're begging, you're asking. That means they're not going to give you a pen, they're not giving you nothing, because you're going to them. Now, if labels start coming to you, now you're doing something right. That means get a buzz, start, you know, do whatever you got to do to get a buzz, you know what I'm saying, and put out good quality music. A lot of people, I respect people's hustle, you know, a lot of people's hustles out here are definitely, you know, they're definitely got a strong hustle, but their music is horrible, you know what I mean? So if your music is great, it's gonna outshine a lot of people. So if your hustle and your music is right, you got nothing to lose. You got nothing to lose. I'm coming for you. Believe me, I look every day, I listen to every demo, you know what I'm saying? People hit me up on the MySpace, at the BYI MySpace, they hit up Rome on his MySpace, they hit up Omar on their MySpace. I listen to all that stuff, homie. I'm in the club, I listen to everything, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get the hottest things. I'm trying to, you know, BYI, when you see BYI, I want you to be like, yo, I want to be on BYI. Just like people say, I want to be on Def Jam, I want to be on Aftermath. That's what BYI is here for, you know what I'm saying? So I suggest you get a buzz and you let me come find you instead of you trying to come find me.
Yep.
That's the way. That's my advice for artists. Don't mixtapes. Try to get on WCNN and try to, you know, get on the forums. You know, get that MySpace thing card. Go on the streets. Drop off your mixtapes to, you know, the Compton swap meet. Wherever you got, you know, wherever you can go, drop them off. And stop trying to charge for everything, man. Like, if I don't, you know, stop trying to, you know, charge for every little mixtape you drop. You know, just give it off for free, man. Get your buzz up. You know, and let people come up and be like, oh, you're so-and-so, okay. You know what I'm saying? Then you're doing stuff right. But a lot of kids out here, they just think, I'm going to do a mixtape, and I'm going to go try to get $10, $15 for a mixtape. I respect that. You know what I'm saying? But nobody knows who you are, so get your buzz up first before you start trying to charge and try to become a nickel and dimer.
Who would want to buy that anyway if you don't even know who you are?
Exactly. Who's going to buy it? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of kids out here, man. If you see me in the streets, I'm going to tell you, BYI as a label came from the streets. We all, you know what I'm saying, nobody over here was balling. We all came from the same apartment buildings that all these other, you know, kids from LA came from. You know, one bedroom apartments with 10 people in that shit. I'm proud of that. That's where I come from. That's how BYI was doing. You see me in the street, don't try to charge me for your mixtape, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you don't have no name. Go ahead, just give it to me. Give it to Ron. Give it to Omar. You see, you just give us the mixtape. I'm listening to it, man. I'm not turning down material. If it's hot, you won't get a phone call. I'm gonna reach out to you. Huh? You know what I'm saying? But you gotta get out there, and you gotta build a buzz, build a team for yourself. You know, that's how you get it. A lot of kids think that they're just gonna put, you know, they're gonna just do it the other way. I'm gonna do a demo. Those making the demo and trying to send it to a label, those days are over with, man. If you see, the labels are not developing artists no more, man. The best thing for you to do is go to a label that that has a distribution or a label to a major label, because that label probably more likely is going to develop you to be a good artist. You go to labels, the labels don't know what they're doing no more. They're lost.
Yeah.
The internet has killed that game, you know?
It's true.
So my advice is like, get on your grind. When I mean get on your grind, man, make sure that everything is, you're on point. Come out when you're ready. When your lyrics are ready, when your beats are ready, when your artwork is ready, when your MySpace is ready, when everything is ready. Don't just send in, I have people sending in demos over here with no contact info, with a blank CD. Like, come on, man. Like, you know, step your game up, man. All right. Or, you know, you can put it on a, you at least get a shop and put your phone number or something.
Yeah, I don't know what they're thinking.
You know what I mean? So it's like, so my advice is just get your game up and let, you know what I'm saying, build a buzz, even if it's only in your commute, in your own neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Build that buzz, that travels. And then after you build it in your neighborhood, go to the next city and build that buzz, and then go to the next city, you know, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? That's how you get people, that's how you get the doctors coming at you, the, you know what I'm saying, the BYs coming at you, the, you know what I'm saying, the Def Jams coming at you, that's how, you know what I'm saying, that's how you get that, man. You know, but make sure at the end of the day, make sure that music is good, because a lot of people are listening to music. Now that people have internet and files can travel real easy, a lot of people are hearing music. So if you don't think, if you're ready and you put a freestyle and it's not that good, and you put it out, that little freestyle is going to get all over. And that's a representation of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So represent yourself right.
That was definitely some great advice, and I hope everybody reads reads this interview when it goes up. And thanks a lot for that. But
no problem, man. I'm here. I'm an LA kid. I love LA. I'm saying I love the Latino. This is what we're here for. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for us. You know what I'm saying? Like BY. You know, people always ask Rome or ask Lulu or ask Omar. Hey, what are you? You know what I'm saying? We are what you are. Guatemalan, Salvadorian, Mexican, Colombian, Nicaraguan, you know what I'm saying, whatever, that's what we are, we're Latinos, we're here for you, you know what I'm saying, let's throw, you know what I'm saying, all this, I'm here, I'm a Salvadorian, I'm Mexican, I'm here for you, I'm Latino. At the end of the day, when the police pulls me over, they don't know that I'm Guatemalan, they know, they look at me, they see a brown face, you know what I'm saying, So I represent Latinos as all, every Latino out there, you know what I mean?
All right. Is there any last things you want to say to everyone on WCNN?
Get ready, you know what I'm saying? Get ready for this takeover, man. You know what I'm saying? Get ready. BY is here. We ain't going nowhere. You let us in the door. We're taking advantage of everything. You're gonna see me on WCNN every damn week. You're gonna see me on every magazine. You're gonna see us on the radio. You're gonna listen to us on the radio. Get ready. You know what I'm saying? I hope people didn't think that we were a joke and this was just some gimmick and some land label was coming. You know what I'm saying? But we ready. We ready to compete with Def Jam. I'm ready to compete with Aftermath. I'm ready to compete with Bad Boy. I'm ready to compete with whoever wants to compete. We ready. We ready. We got our guns ready. We're going full force, and I'm not stopping. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go get the best out of the best artists out there. We here for you. Hit me up on the MySpace, MySpace.com, BY Entertainment. You can hit up Rome, MySpace.com, Rome. You can hit up Omar, MySpace.com/Omar. Just hit us up. We here. I'm in the streets. I'm in the clubs. I'm in the Compton Swap Meet. I'm in the Pico Swap Meet. I'm in the West Side. You can find me everywhere, in every alley, every liquor store, I'm there. So it's not hard to find us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm here. I love the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? We represent Latinos to the fullest. It's our turn. You know what I'm saying? And let's just take over, man. You know what I'm saying? We're here, and it's our turn. You know what I mean? Thank you to all the fans that been supporting BY from day one. Thank you to Elliot, you know, who originally gave us that first interview on WCNN. Thank you to him for breaking us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think that he knew what he was doing when he first did that interview. But here we are now, 2 years later, and we, you know, that buzz is big. You know what I'm saying? Our buzz is not only in California either. We in New York. We in Miami. Shout out to Cool & Dre in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Miami area, the whole New York. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in New York, Chicago, Nebraska, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Texas, the Midwest, we here. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. You know what I'm saying? We here for you, and we ready. And I'm ready to compete. I love I love competition. Everybody that has a label, you know what I'm saying? Let's do this. Let's have this competition, because, you know what I'm saying? We love friendly competition. And to all the haters, keep on hating, because you're making us much bigger. That's all. You know what I'm saying? WCNN. Exclusive all day, every day. Omar Street single is on the radio, requested, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people always get mad because of what they're playing on the radio. Don't be mad. Request your favorite artist. You know what I'm saying? Request Omar Cruz on Power 106, on K-Day, on 96.3 Latino, on any station, go request it. Don't be mad. Just make a change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we here for you, man.